Well, good morning, everybody.
大家早上好。
It's been a real blessing, and a special homecoming, for myself to come back to the Gospel Church.
我今天能回到这里和大家一起来敬拜，对我是一个特别的恩典。
I counted that I left Framingham here, 36 years ago.
从我离开这个教会，从离开波士顿这个地区，大概有36年了。
And I had the privilege, to be at the very beginning of this church when the church met at Brophy Elementary School, across the street from where we used to live.
我还记得当时我们教会刚刚开始在聚会的时候，就在一个中学，在我家对面的中学里面聚会。
And little did I know that would be my first participation in a church planting project and learning to line up the chairs, coming to church early to line up the chairs and get ready in the Brophy School gym.
我曾几何时我知道说这个当我们在教会在摆椅子的时候，这是我所参加的第一次职堂。
And I'm also just being really grateful for the gracious hospitality that we received coming back this time.
我也非常感谢大家对我们全家的热情接待。
I'd like to invite us to turn the scripture to Matthew 28. I'm going to take us through the whole chapter, so I won't be reading through the whole chapter. So I hope that you, whether it be on your devices or on your Bible, that you can kind of follow the scripture with me.
所以今天的信息是马太福音28章整个一章。那因为时间的关系，我就不再读了，只是希望说大家把你的圣经翻到28章，我们会随时过去看。
Over the last 2 days, the first we talked about how the idea of being on mission with God as an immigrant.
所以过去两天我们谈到说，作为一个移民，怎么样来参加神所呼召的这宣道工作。
We also talked about last night about the whole idea of being on mission with the Trinity.
那么昨天晚上我们又讲到说，怎么样和三一真神一同做宣教。
And today we're looking at what's like to be on mission with the risen Savior.
那今天我们要看的是如何和复活的主同行宣教。
And so the first thing we're looking at is how mission with the risen Christ overcomes our fears.
那首先我们看到说与复活主同行宣教会克服我们的恐惧。
And in the story of Matthew 28, it was the very first Easter morning.
马太福音二十八章讲到的是第一个复活节的故事。
It was still dark.
那时候天还很黑。
You can feel the cold stillness of the night.
你可能还觉得说空气里面充满了这种寒冷的这样的气氛。
Two Marys brought their broken hearts to Jesus' graveside.
那两位玛利亚来到，带着这破碎的心来到耶稣的坟墓前。
They came in an odd hour, perhaps out of the fear for people, or perhaps they couldn't wait till the sun to rise.
他们来的时间很奇怪，也可能他们怕别人看到他们，或者说他们心情如此急迫，不愿意等到天亮。
As they drew near, they could see the flickering torches of the guards.
当他们走近的时候，他们能看到说守卫兵丁他们的火把。
And surprisingly, the very ground beneath their feet began to shake.
然而这个时候他们感到地在大震动。
And unbelievably, an angel, a blazing glory descended from mid-air to roll away the stone.
然后他们看到说有一个天使从天而降，把挡住坟墓的石头挪到旁边。
And this angelic interruptions opened the tomb, not to let the dead out, but to let in the living.
然而这天使的举动把石头挪开，不是让死人出来，而是让活人进去。
So that they may witness what was left behind.
所以让活人可以看到说坟墓里面的情形。
Instead, nearby, the closest thing to the dead were perhaps the pale faces of the hyperventilating guards shaking in their boots.
然后我们看到说在这时候最接近死亡的是那些面如灰土的士兵，他们的脸色，他们在颤抖的身形。
And it was then the angel's turn to comfort the downfallen women.
然而这时候天使转向这两位妇人，跟安慰他们。
The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid,
For I know that you see Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he lay.
天使对妇人说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了，你们来看安放主的地方。
I'd like to turn our attention to two things here. First of all, you say they were here to see the Jesus who was crucified.
我们这里要看到两件事情，第一个就是说他们是到这里来看那钉十字架的耶稣。
The sinless Son of God who would die the most hideous death for the sin of humanity.
这位本身毫无瑕疵完全无罪的神的儿子为着我们世人的罪被钉死。
He died and rose for you and for me.
他为你和我的罪被钉死。
And the second thing here is that genuine loveAlways offer itself up in sacrifice.
然后第二点我们看到的是说那无私的爱总是在牺牲里边被彰显出来。
And Jesus' cross and resurrection are truly the antidote to everything wrong that is in our world today.
我们知道耶稣基督的爱他的十字架和他的复活是这世上所有一切罪恶的解药。
And so the angels first told themto go and tell the disciples. And then later on, the women will see the risen Savior, and he will say also to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee.
首先这天使跟妇人们讲说，你要去加利利，在那里去遇见那复活的主。那之后，主本人也跟他们讲说同样的话。
And so in this passage from verses 7 to 10,The idea of go and tell will be spoken three times by the angel, and then it will be describing the women themselves just did and told, and then Jesus himself will tell them again this idea, go and tell.
所以这去和告诉这个概念在这三节里面有三次出现，第一次是天使跟他们讲，第二次是这些妇人他们要做的，第三次是主自己跟这两位妇人讲。
And go and tell is at the very heart of the idea of missions and evangelism.
去和告诉是我们做传道或者是布道的核心。
As we've come to know Jesus and His goodness, we are also to go and tell of how good Jesus is and what great things He has done for me.
当我们认识到，当我们了解到耶稣基督是多么伟大，对我们多么爱的时候，我们所承受的使命也是要去告诉他们。
But if I may take a moment to differentiate a little bit, but the difference between missions and evangelism.
在这里，我也想跟大家分享一点布道和宣教之间那微小的区别。
In evangelism, we say in a very simple way is to helping people who do not believe.To come to faith in Jesus.
我们简单的讲，就是布道是那让那些不信神的人，使他们相信，把他们带到主的面前。
Mission is very similar. It's also helping people to come who do not believe to come to know Jesus. But the difference will be, mission is helping those who otherwise had no opportunity.To hear about Jesus, to come to know and faith, believing faith in Jesus.
那宣教的意义不只是在于说他们也是让那些不信人相信主，更在于说他们给那些还没有机会听到主信息的人，让他们相信主。
And what the simplest differentiation is evangelism is to those who are just maybe right around us. But mission, especially taking the gospel to those who are otherwise have no opportunity to hear the gospel.
所以我们知道说布道只是说是让这些不信的人相信主，那宣教是要把这福音带给那些还没有听到的人。
And even with our technology and internet and all these information, there are many people in the world who do not have that opportunity.
虽然我们现在随着技术的发展，随着网络的发展，很多信息我们了解，但是还是有很多的人没有 听到主的福音。
So here I have a slide that shows kind of a, in a rough way showing how available the gospel witnesses is to the various groups of belief, various faith people of various faith, and compared to people in North America.
所以这张幻灯片告诉我们说，就总结那不同的人种、不同的人群，他们中间能听到福音的几率和我们在北美的人听到福音的几率。
So in the most starkest contrast, those in the Muslim world, maybe there's maybe one gospel witness for every 300,000 Muslims.
我们看到说，在穆斯林国家里边，他们每三十万个人才有一个。神的使者。
福音的使者。And in North America, we have probably about a clergy or an evangelist available for every 800.
我们看到在北美这样的地方，我们每800个人就有一位这样为神服侍的人。
And this is the reason for the missions call for us to go out and go and tell.
这就是为什么我们有这样的一个呼召，是要我们走出去传福音。
And in a way, go and tell is Jesus' first command after his resurrection.
那走出去传福音是耶稣基督复活之后给我们的第一个命令。
And go and tell remains true for all of us, for those of us who believe in Jesus, who have received his goodness and experienced how real he is.
耶稣基督的这个呼召直到今天对我们每一个相信他的人同样存在。
However, our world has changed a lot.
然而我们这世界变化了很多。
So many of the people in these previously unreached nations, they are now in our midst. They are now in America.
这些很多我们以前没有办法接触到这些人们，他们现在来到了美国，来到了北美。
They may be your neighbors. They may be in our schools. They may be your coworkers.
他们也可能就住在你的邻居，他们也可能和你是同事，也可能跟你在一起上学读书。
Neighbors who are Hindus, Muslim, coworkers are common places in our North America society today.
在我们中间或者我们的邻居或者我们的同事，他们可能是从印度来的，也可能是从一些穆斯林国家来的。
And so go and tell no longer actually even need to necessarily have to go that far for us to be able to have opportunity to share the good news.
所以这种去告诉这样的一个举动未必一定要走很远，可能就是在你的工作单位或你的邻里之间。
And so I'm really excited this morning that my daughter Hannah is with us. So I want to invite her to come up here and share a little bit her testimony. Hannah won't be a translator. And Hannah has been a staff with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship at Austin College in Sherman, Texas. So I'd like Hannah to share with us just very briefly just her experiences of witnessing to international students. Hannah?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. So...for the past 4+ years, I've been continuing to say, yes, Lord, wherever he leads me and sends me, through the campus ministry with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. Initially, it was to lay down my old dreams of being a choir director and getting my master's in teaching to commit to 1 year serving on staff in Dallas, Texas, serving international students and undergrads, and helping non-Christians explore who Jesus is through studying his word and experiencing Christ-centered community and kingdom hospitality while challenging Christians.To give Jesus lordship over their entire lives. After that, after visiting Austin College, a small private university in the north of Texas, a campus that had little to no organized Christian witness present and had not been sent an InterVarsity staff in many years, I felt a burden on my heart for this campus and decided to reapply for staff, which was now a multi-year commitment.And was ultimately placed at Austin College. So I'll just share a short campus story from Austin College about my friend Anu. She's an Indian American 3rd-year transfer student that we met at the beginning of this year at our student organization's fair. And from the get-go, when she first came to our table, she shared that, I want to study the Bible, but I just don't want to do it alone, you know? So she was curious about Jesus. She became a core part of our community, always being even very inviting and bringing new friends and other non-Christian friends to our meetings. Eventually, she also was the first to sign up for our fall retreat that we had just last weekend. She even shared a testimony at the first night of our fall retreat of her faith journey so far, how she grew up never questioning her Hindu background, her faith, but she saw and experienced the power and love of Jesus through her old high school teachers, through that teacher's advocacy and prayer in the name of Jesus. And she continued to grow in that curiosity about who Jesus is through being part of our InterVarsity community at Austin College. She experienced God's peace and joy through scripture and fellowship. Actually, the next day at the retreat on Saturday, we had a silent retreat time. And during that time, she personally surrendered her life to Jesus. So when she shared that news with me later that day, this was just a week ago, my eyes were filled with tears of joy. She talked about how God kept speaking to her and in this fatherly, loving way that she did not have in her own home growing up. And it was difficult to keep pushing him away or resisting him. So just getting to see at the end of my time on staff, after 4+ years serving, a Hindu background student like Anu give her life to Jesus and boldly declare to a room full of people that she's surrendered her life to him and this is how she wants to live her life now. This is why I said yes to leaving behind my old dreams after graduation to become a campus minister for a year and then... that turned into more than 4 years, because there is no greater joy than getting to see one of your friends take steps towards faith or say yes to Jesus. Anu's story gives me hope for all of my international student friends that I met in my first year on staff, who come from different strong cultural and religious backgrounds that create an additional barrier to following Jesus. Just like God may have brought you as an immigrant to this country or your parents so that you could be equipped or sent out to be bearers of the good news wherever you may go, live, or work. On college campuses all over the United States, God has brought together bright young minds from across the nation, even from across the world, to these schools where campus ministries like InterVarsity can create spaces where students can encounter the living God and be transformed, equipped, and sent to be gospel-driven leaders who share and live out the good news in every business sector and can even become missionaries back to their own families and home countries around the world. I just want to encourage you guys, wherever you are and wherever you're going, know that you are sent by God and He has a purpose for you wherever you are. Yeah.
I just wanted to point out that it didn't just start on campus. It started with a teacher who cared about this Indian student. And it could be a neighbor. It could be a gracious neighbor. It could be just a friend of the family to reaching out and sowing the seeds of the gospel among the many international people around us.
So I want to remind you that this just 讲的这个故事，分享的这个故事，它的福音的种子不是在美国校园里面就开始，而是他在上高中的时候，他的老师从他的老师那就开始了。所以你可能在你的邻居里边，你和你的同事沟通的时候，这福音的种子就可以带出来。
And so the smallest step of go and tell can have powerful kingdom impact if we are obedient to the Great Commission.
所以我们当我们顺服主，我们按照神的大使命去做的时候，我们那小小的一步可能会带来巨大的影响。
But even as we get back to this passage here, even as those two Marys were now running to report the good news about how they have saw the risen Christ, another group of men, they were also running in a different direction and making a different kind of report. And we're going to look at that next part.
咱们看到说当这两位玛利亚他赶快去把这大好的信息报告给他的这些门徒的时候，另外有一些人他们也在讨论要把这个消息怎么样讲出来。
And we're going to be looking at how mission with the risen Christ will always face oppositions.
我们看到说在和神同行宣教的时候总是会遇到阻力。
So Matthew 28, I'm just going to read in English, we don't need to read in Chinese. It says, while they were going, behold, some of the guards went into the city and told the chief priests that what had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. And so what we see here is that was in a world of many voices, and there are many, many different versions of stories, that misinformation, especially we're living in a time of fake news, misinformation is commonplace.
所以我们看到在下面的一段里边讲到说不同的信息被传出来，那我们用到我们当今这个社会，我们就知道说我们会听到很多的信息，那这种信息里边有很多是错误的，我们怎么可以分辨这些错误的信息呢？
But before we go there though, there's something really troubling about this is the response of the priests and the elders and what they diddid when they heard the false report by the soldiers.
So we see that in this, the most unsettling action is the priests and the elders. When they hear this report,
Because even though the scripture did not explain this fully, but I think it's really fair to assume that they gave a full account, since the body is now missing, and they gave a full account, including the earthquake, including the stone rolling away, including the blazing angel, to the priests and the elders.
虽然这里边圣经没有讲这些细节，但是我们可以想象这些兵丁去跟祭司长和长老们汇报的时候，他们一定是把所有的细节都讲清楚了。
But these, go ahead.
包括天使怎么样出现，包括怎么样看到这个地的震动，包括这些他们怎么样发现坟墓是空的这些事实。
Because notice that even the report of the miraculous did not cause the priests and the elders to believe.
我们看到说，虽然这些报告里边这些令人难以质疑的这种神迹的发生，都没有让这些祭司和长老他们的心情有改，他们的决定改变。
In fact, not only did they not believe, they moved in opposition against it and beginning to spread and concocted a false story to try to explain everything away.
而我们看到的是，他们不仅是没有承认这些事实，而且是编造了一些谎言，编造出另外一个故事来。
And I think so it is that a common reason for unbelief is not necessarily because the faith story is not compelling, but often because it threatens one's personal interest.
我们看到之所以有这样的事情发生，并不是说他们这个讲编出来的故事好像更吸引人，而是说他们的如果讲真话的话，他们的自己利益受到了侵害。
And so Friedrich Dale Brunner calls this the countermission in Matthew chapter 28.
所以我们就看到神让呼召在这一章里边，神呼召我们去宣道。
And the countermission moving in the opposite direction, but before we maybe get all self-righteous and just condemn these priests and elders, we would do well to recognize that we ourselves often fall victims and even become perpetrators of this idea of a countermission.
所以我们看到说这在这里边我们看到一个反宣道的例子，就是说这些长老和祭司在他们自己的利益受到侵害的时候，他们会编造一些故事来反宣道。
We too make up lies so that we don't have to be obedient and do missions.
很多时候我们自己也有这样给我们自己一些借口，或者向我们自己说谎，以至于我们可以去不做一些事情。
Oh, mission is not for me. It's for the zealots that's in the church. You know, for the pastors and the leaders.
所以很多时候我们在想说宣教应大概不是我的事，是那些教会的领袖，这些长老牧师，那些热心人的事。
Oh, not my kids.But they can give offering to missions when they become successful.
Oh, 宣教不是要我的孩子去吧？那么他们当他们成长，当他们成功之后，他们可以为支持宣教而奉献。
We did not come this far to be sent back to the third world.
我们经过这么多的努力，来到了这个世界，来到这个国家有这样的成绩，不会是为了我们再把我们送到第三世界去吧？
I simply don't have time right now. Maybe another day will come when I will get involved.
我现在实在太忙了，可能等我空闲的时候我再去。
And I would say myself as a pastor, I find myself making up that kind of lies so that I would to justify why I would not take the initiative sometime to share the gospel with somebody near me.
所以我看到我自己虽然作为牧师，很多时候我也会有这样的理由让我去不做那些宣教的事。
Every time we succumb to self-serving interests over kingdom purpose, and we would be just the same sold out like those guards and ignoring the mission order from the risen Savior.
每一次当我们把自己的利益放在神的呼召，放在神呼召我们去宣教之上的时候，我们就像那些兵丁，为了这些银钱来出卖了我们自己的灵魂。
But we gotta get moving here on the last part here, which is mission was the risen Christ actually inspire our all.
我们下面看到的一个点就是说和复活的主同行宣教是让我们全然献上的让我们全然献上。
So now we go to verses 16 to 20. I'll just read it in English. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age. These words describing a very familiar passage about the Great Commission, actually here in its original, points out four different places, this idea, all, how God commands us involving the Great Commission, that involving God's all.
所以我们看到在二十八章最后这四节五节里边讲到说有四个说所有全部这样的一个概念，这虽然这一段经文我们是都很熟悉的。
If you can go to the next slide, you can see, first of all, they ask all authority, and then all nations, all the commands I've commanded you.And then all the days. When he said, I will be with you always, literally in Greek, it's all the days.
So we can see that here, it talks about the whole, all, is all the many, all the authority, whatever I have commanded you.
It's starting with all authority. And it says, all authority in heaven and earth has been unified and given to Christ for the purpose of his mission.
耶稣这里先是从权柄开始，他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
This is an unbelievable promise of when we step out in faith to go and tell. All the power in heaven and earth are for us and supporting us and protecting us as we reach out for the, in the name of Jesus.
当我们 开始我们宣教旅程的时候，这个是对我们一个极大的一个应许，所以我们天上地下所有的权柄都给我们了，让我来支持我们所行的宣教。
I don't know about you, but I remember just how when I first started sharing the gospel, one of the things that's really difficult is I get really nervous. I don't know anybody who feels nervous or sometimes fearful when you try to share the gospel with a friend or reaching out to a neighbor.
我不知道你们是怎么样，很多时候我当我第一次和我的朋友或者是同事来分享福音的时候，我会感到说心里边这种紧张，这种惧怕感。
And I can still confess, it's not just the first time. Even nowadays, there are still be times where when I have to share in certain situations, I will still get some butterfly in my stomach and feeling a little nervous because I'm not sure how I will be received.
所以其实不只是第一次，即使到现在，很多时候当我和别人传福音的时候，我也有这样的一个感觉，不确定说对方听到以后会是一个什么反应，
或者有点紧张，会有点紧张。Yes. So therefore, these words again gives us courage. All authority means we can be fearless as we reaching out in the name of Jesus, in the power of Jesus.
然而神这里讲到的是说所有的权柄都给了我们，那我们就要无所畏惧的去把这福音传给大家。
And then Jesus then go on to talk about, he said that after he saw all authority, he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
当神耶稣跟我讲，跟他的门徒讲说所有的权柄都赐给他们之后，就给他们这个使命，说要去万国，就使万民做我的门徒，是为奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So one of the things our church we've been trying is trying to learning how to grow moving beyond our Chinese people and try to learn and grow and try to do missions and do evangelism cross culturally.
所以我们作为一个华人教会要思考的一个方向，就是说怎么样让我们走出我们华人的这个圈子，让把这个信息带给万民。
And so one of the things we have undertaken is a global vision, which was global and local, which involving trying to reaching out to the Vietnamese community in the city of Houston.
当我们所做的一个教会所做的一个事工，就是说在休斯顿周围这些越南人的人群里面传福音。
There are actually more Vietnamese than Chinese in Houston, but there are far fewer churches. And so we felt like as an immigrant church, we understand the immigrant journey, and we want to be able to minister out of that understanding to support other immigrant community.
在休斯顿越南人的人口比华裔的人口更多，而他们的教会很少，所以我们作为一个华人的教会，我们作为一个移民的教会，我们知道说怎么样在移民中间传福音，所以我们有这样的义务去帮助他们。
I still remember the days when the gospel church did not have its own build, her own building, and we were hosted in many American churches near around here. I still remember the Plymouth church or the Baptist church right by Route 9 there when we used to worship there.
我还记得说当时我们华人没有很多自己的教会的时候，很多美国人的教会在让我们和他们用他们的教堂崇拜。
So we're grateful for the opportunity to host a Vietnamese church in our church, and that we also started working with them hosting joint events such as a community health fair and going on short-term mission together with people, with the Vietnamese members of their church.
所以我们现在也是开放我们的教会，使那些越南的基督徒用我们的教会教堂来礼拜，和他们一起同工。
One of the things we want to challenge our people about is the fact that a lot of our people enjoy Vietnamese food, and they say, "Hey, it wouldn't be so right to enjoy Vietnamese food but not caring for the Vietnamese people." And God has also opened the door and welcoming a number of Vietnamese American young adults come into our midst to worship and to become leaders together.
所以当我了解到我们华人很多人喜欢吃越南餐，那我们就说你吃越南餐，喜欢吃越南餐的时候，你也应该把这个神的爱带给他们。所以在我们教会其实有现在已经有一些越南的年轻人和我们一起服侍在我们的同工团队里。
A number of years ago I was visiting the Wycliffe Bible Translator, and I saw a painting that's called the Last Supper with the 12 Tribes by Hiram Moore.
So, 很多年前我看到一个这样一幅画，是说耶稣和十二个 部落的
十二族，
十二族的这样的最后晚餐。
Oh, so this painting by artist Hiram Moore is a picture with all with different tribal people as a inspiration for work of Bible translation with Jesus kind of in the setting of the Last Supper. And when I saw that picture, something just really inspired me. I said, "Man, I love that painting. I really would love to see something similar in my church."
所以我看到这幅画的时候，我就很受到很多启发。看到说耶稣和这十二族、十二部落的人在一起用最后的晚餐。
So I went back to my church and I invited some artists from our church and said, "Hey, can we do something similar?" So this is a sketch from our artists and say how we're going to do it. And so that was for our missions conference back then. And so I said I wanted the picture to depict all the different people group that we were working with and to be seated at that table.
当我看到这幅画，我就希望说，在我们的教会里边，能有一样这样类似的一个画，就是说让反映出来说，耶稣在和我们所服侍的这十二种族人里共进晚餐。
So five artists from our church, they started working. They started working on this painting, which took. Can we go to the next slide, please?So it took a couple months who were working. They told me that I made the task hard for them because I invited five artists and they have different styles. So they have to kind of work together to put this painting together.
So our 教会有五位画家，他们有不同的画风，但是他们在一起共同来画这一幅画。
And so we were really grateful when they finished the work. So this is in between when they were working on the work and keep going. And so we call it the Next Supper.And so it represented at the time some of the work, the missions work that our church was doing around the world.
所以这个就是我们看到从最早的草图到现在这个成型的图，就是说耶稣基督下次再来和我们的共进晚餐。
So moving from left to right is from the Hakkas, the Caucasians, the Han Chinese, the Hispanic, the Iranians, the Yi people.And it's Jesus, the Hui people, Vietnamese, the American-born Chinese, the Nepali, and African-American, and finally the Cree Indians. So they represented all the various people group that we were engaged at the time as a church. That's okay. You don't need to go through all this. It's too detailed. It's okay. So one of the thing we did was we asked, we have the painters,The artists have two of them, two of the people on a standing position. And so on the left, representing our overseas-born Chinese, and on the right, representing our second generation, that they are in the standing position, representing that they are in a serving role, in serving this Next Supper as a visual picture of one day how the Chinese Heritage Church could serving a role in welcoming nations and tribes to the joy for the next table of the Lord.
我们盼望说，借着这样一幅画来表示，来我们所服侍的这些人群，不管是这一代或者我们是下一代，来共同来服侍主耶，敬拜主耶稣。
And one of the things I'm most grateful for is how our next generation, they are just so much more culturally adept at crossing over culture, making friends with internationals, and even traveling internationally. And we as a church need to empower them and creating opportunity for them, investing in them to help them to go out and bring the good news to all the world.
所以我们知道我们的下一代他们非常适应这里的环境，他们学习新的知识非常快，所以他们也会到处去去旅行。我们作为一个教会就是要怎么样来装备他们，使得他们所去之处能把福音传开。
And then we go to the next part of the Matthew 28, where it says, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, making all my commands.
我们看到下面一节二十节怎样说，我吩咐你们的一切都要教导他们遵守。
And Jesus made it clear that it is not just part of my commands that's popular with people, but all my commands, even commands that may not be as popular with people today.
所以耶稣讲的不是说我部分的教导你要教导遵守，而是我所有教导吩咐你们的都要他们遵守。
Commands such as love your enemies, commands such as what constitutes marriage in the eyes of God, one man and one woman, commands about what Christ is the only way. These commands have to be taught faithfully, else we'll be doing a disservice and dishonoring our sender and our commander.
然后我们知道耶稣的教导并不是那些很多时候并不是很受欢迎的，包括说爱你的仇敌，包括说婚姻是一男一女之间的关系。
So being faithful messengers, meaning we're faithfully being the full gospel, the whole scripture to all the people.
当我们说我们要做神忠实的信使的时候，我们是要把这全这些全部的福音传给大家，而不是部分的。
And then it ends with the great commandment ends with this, and behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age. Here described, he says, all the days, Jesus said, he will be with us.
所以耶稣在最后就在讲说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And so that says both the risen Savior promises he will be with us.Young and old, all the days of our lives, all the days of our church, that we are to be faithful and fearless, for he promised his powerful and gracious presence to guide and guard our hearts and empower us for the work of the mission.
所以耶稣在这里的应许是说他会和我们同在，他的所有的权柄和我们同在，他会支持我们的所走的每一步，直到世界的末了。
As we follow him, even as he gave his life, he's calling on us to also give up our all and trusting in him to receive the abundant life that he promised.
作为耶稣的门徒，我们在耶稣献上他的生命的时候，我们也要全然献上，我们要像他一样把我们的生命献给他。
So in many of the Jesus illustration, one of the illustrations he gave was that how our lives are to be like his, like a grain of wheat.
在耶稣给了这样一个比喻，说我们的生命像他的生命一样，是像一粒麦子。
And we're familiar with this. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
所以我们知道这样一个比喻，就是一粒麦子，如果它不落在地里死了，它就是一粒。
Interestingly, every seed has an outer protective husk, and within lies the energy required for the plant life to emerge from the seed.
我们知道每一粒麦子它外面有一个保护它的壳，而在这个壳里边呢是那充满着让它重新有生命的这些所有的能力。
When comes time for the seed to germinate, the seed will absorb the moisture, and moisture will soften the outer hard shell to swell up and decay, so that the embryo plant can break through and grow.
所以当这粒麦子开始发芽的时候呢，它会吸取它周围的水分，然后就开始慢慢膨胀，它胚芽开始生长，使得外壳那坚硬的外壳慢慢的就腐化，然后麦子可以从里边长出来。
The sprouting process is a one-way process. Once the seed beginning to absorb moisture, there's no turning back.Chemical processes are taking place inside the seed to soften the shell and for the plant to have a chance using up all of its stored energy to break through the husk and for the plant to grow.
所以我们都知道这样一个过程是一个单方向的过程，一旦这个麦子它的开始生长，它接受周围的水分开始生长的时候，它就所有的化学反应使得它没有办法再回头，没有办法再停止在回到原来的状态。
The sea has no mean to detect what the outside temperature and the environment whether one is conducive for the sea to grow. So if the sea discover as the sea sprout, notice that outside is too dry or too cold, there is no turning back. The sea can go back and wait for a better time and then come sprouting again.
我们知道说这个麦子它好像它没有这样一个功能去来感觉到外部环境到底是怎么样，一旦它开始发芽的时候，它就没有办法说我停下来，我等一等，等一个最好的时机，它不可以这样，它就只有往前走。
Once entering into the sprouting process stage, the seed is fully committed, committing all of its resources. Whether it will succeed or not, it will commit all of its energy to grow and become a plant. And so it is the life of a disciple.
这个麦芽它一旦开始发芽这样一个过程的时候，它就没有回头路可走，它就要聚集它所有的能量，所有的力量去往前走。就像我们作为基督徒也是这样一个道理。
God has put his imprint in nature, inscribing it in the seed's DNA to give us a pictorial example and show a bigger story of what's required, the kind of commitment required for a seed to die. But if a seed dies and it's grow and become a disciple, then it has the opportunity to bear forth many seeds and much fruit.
神借着这样一个比喻告诉我们，作为基督徒，如果我们要结百倍的果子的时候，我们一定要经过这样一个过程，我们一定要死去才可以结果子。
And that's the invitation of Jesus for us as he invites us into his great commission.
这就是主耶稣基督给我们的呼召，让我们在他的宣教事上有份。
Even as he gave us his all,He invites us and he inspires us to also surrender our all in following him.
他把他的一切给了我们，他也要求我们把我们的一切全然献上。
Would you join me in prayer?
我们一起祷告。
I'd like to take a moment this morning on this last day of the missions conference and ask all of us to consider what Jesus is saying to each of us today.
我愿借这个机会让我们大家来思考主耶稣基督对我们的呼召是什么。
If you admit that you have not treated God as you should in your life,
如果你还没有在你的生命中选择跟随主的话，
If you confess that there are lies in your life that's holding you back and keeping you from following Jesus fullyAs the Holy Spirit is trying to move you into to follow the risen Christ.
当你意识到说，在你的生命里还有那些你自己编造的谎言，使得你没有办法全然献上的话。
If you sensing the Savior is knocking at your the door of your heart and inviting you to follow Him and giving surrender all and enter into the glorious and abundant life that He invites you into.
当你感受到主在你的门口。敲门，邀请你参加和他一起的事工。
I want to invite you to consider what is the next step God is invite you to take in following Him into His mission.
我就请你和我们一起来思考说，神对你的呼召下一步是什么。
Maybe there are people here that's been thinking about this for a long time already, but it's just kind of various reasons still kind of abiding their time.
也许你听到神的呼召已经很久了，但是因为不同的原因，你还在等候。
But today we have an opportunity to once again to say yes to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm willing to take a next step of faith in following you into your mission.
今天是神给你再一次的机会，说，主啊，我愿意跟随你。
We talked about this weekend that the seal of the Holy Spirit is not just a marker for the fact that we belong to God's family, but also a marker for that we are a people of mission together with Jesus.
我们整个周末的时候讲到说，圣灵的印记不只是说给我们属神的人，更是说我们这些愿意参与宣教的人。
So today, regardless of what the next step might be,It may just be a simple step of, I have this Indian neighbor, or I have this Pakistani neighbor, or I have this neighbor that I believe that God may be giving this relationship to me, for me to take a next step to befriend them and reach out to them.
今天不管你所想到你神带领你所走的下一步是什么，也可能就是你邻居，也可能是那位从印度或巴基斯坦来的邻居，那神在带着你说把这上好的福音传给他。
It may be someone in the office that you have sensed that that person seems to be in a struggling place, and that God is moving you to reach out and show God's care and God's love for that person.
也可能这位是你办公室的同事，神要你把所他的爱、他的关心带给他。
Or maybe even the next short-term mission trip that the church is doing, and that you have always thought it's for someone else, and maybe this time, maybe it is now my opportunity to go.
也许是教会在组织的下一次的短宣到世界其他地方的这样一个宣教活动，你响应神的呼召说，该是我去的时候。
Whatever the next step might be.But you know what the Holy Spirit may be saying to you. I want to invite you that if you're willing to take that next step, would you put your hand on your chest and your heart and say, Lord Jesus, come. Come work in my heart and lead me. Lead me into the next place of obedience, next step of faith, so that I may be fearlessly following you.
不管神对你的呼召的下一步是什么，我邀请你听到这个呼召的时候，把你的手放在你的心口上。跟耶稣基督祷告说，主啊，求你与我同在，求你带领我走着宣教的路。
It is between you and God. It is not between you and other people. It is between you and God. And you say, Lord Jesus, even as you have touched my heart, now make this heart missional and take me into your purpose so that I can be a blessing like a grain of wheat.
这只是你和耶稣之间的关系之间的谈话，不是做给别人看的。如果你听到主耶稣的呼召，请你回应说：“主与我同在，我愿意把你的爱带给周遭的人，带给你带我去的地方。”
Let's pray together.
一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, I need you. I confess, Lord, that there are times that I have fallen into the lies, and actually.Place myself in opposition to your mission, that I have given myself excuses to stay back when your heart has been calling to my heart for me to go out and follow you. Thank you, Jesus, for once again calling on us as a church. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, past, present, and future. Thank you for loving meThank you for dying for me, and thank you for rose again for me. Thank you for calling me to follow you into your great commission. Help me to take my place in this glorious mission with you, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for giving up your all for me. Help me.To surrender my all for you too. Lead me to live for you fearlessly and missionally. In Jesus' powerful and